every kind.
So, apparently, do you know apparently everyone in London's leaving from London because the royal wedding's coming to town? Like, I saw this article and it was about an exodus of people from London.
Not 100 people I saw camped out like, on Sunrise.
I feel like I would camp out if I was English.
Camp where?
They've been camping for days outside, like, Buckingham
House. So what? They can see them for 2 seconds? Or, like, watch Kate flash when she gets out of the car? Which we all don't
understand how big a deal this is.
I bet she's
this
wearing,
this is the
like,
future
20,
of our Commonwealth.
Yeah.
A 25, like, metre-long Diana dress, and she still managed to...
Anyway.
Yeah, well, we watched this Will and Kate movie, and our favourite...
Did you say it?
So bad. Like, I wanted to bang my head against the wall.
I was glad I wasn't sober watching it, to be honest. Like,
weren't we at all?
Speaking of which,
Miles McGuire.
Miles, liquid one. I'm fine, thank
they
you.
They were having champagne on Sunrise this morning. I was like,
gosh,
fuck me, I want to get drunk for the royal wedding now. But... Anyway.
So, if it's 2 billion people watching, is that everyone in the Commonwealth or everyone in the Commonwealth plus...
There'll be some experience.
Diana's ghost plus...
Apparently everyone in America's obsessed with it, like, more so than we are.
America just enjoys the fact that they can, like...
I think Australia wants a public holiday out of it, so that's why everyone's acting so...
Yeah.
I also think we deserve one for it.
Yeah, would it be,
Like, if we have to watch...
Wedding Caddy Day?
Like, if we had to sit through that movie, God forbid...
I thought the scene where he sung to her was my favourite, personally. Did you see that? They were at the ski lodge and he broke out in song to prove.
That scene was in High School Musical as well, wasn't it?
Pretty much. They were the people on after Zach and Vanessa.
Oh my god.
So,
we like to refer to it as the King's Speech 2. Anyway.
What happened at this? I missed the very start of the. Will and Kate's movie? Was it just him going to high school? Was it like a Diana?
Oh, no, it was... Yeah, Diana dying in a fiery car crash. But...
Moving scene.
For 2 seconds, and then turned into the absolute crap hole of it all.
Edit that. Yeah, I'm so disappointed her ghost didn't come back. A bit
at the
spirit.
At the party scene when they had the Imperial Slaves playing the drums and...
Yeah.
Good old Africans.
I have expected them to come and be like, are you enjoying the ethnic festivities? Or...
Are you guys feeling for Charles? Because...
No.
I was talking to Lisa in the car to Finn, and she was just like, fuck Charles.
Wait, do you mean...
He's a
cunt. Well...
Like, Lisa, calm down.
I think every movie depiction I've seen of him has been one where he's either, like, he's got a pole stuck up his ass, or he's just a bit of a wanker.
Well, he did it.
Oh, no, he's pretty sympathetic in the Queen. Like...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he came across as a little bitch. Like, just a...
Little bitch, but not an active asshole. Like...
No, like, no, but like a little pussy, like, the whole time.
I feel like Diana...
I was like, oh, Diana died. What a shame.
I feel like Diana was too
give
popular.
Me my Camilla. Diana was
really,
what?
Really, I don't...
Too popular.
That's why
well,
I
she's
her.
Like, okay, to put it in screen perspective, that's like... she was the hot girl who got killed, like, in the other room.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Yeah,
I feel that's how we
oh, can... really? No, I feel she's, the chick from Heroes, the cheerleader.
Well, actually, that ties nicely into my favourite thing of the week, or one of my favourite things of the week, which is a book that someone has written called The Untold Story, based on the premise that if Diana hadn't died, she moves to Brazil and adopts a fake identity.
So is this a conspiracy theory, or is this
no,
just, like,
I don't
imagine.
I don't think it is.
I swear I heard something about this with Michael Jackson as well, but...
Yeah, and her name is...
I saw that Michael was smoking, and he would be dead.
Her name is Lydia, which contains the word die, surrounded by a homophone for liar, quote Australian movie review, book review, but,
Dear God, some people won't.
For fuck's sake, what a dickhead, who wrote it?
Oh, I can get it right now.
You own it.
No, I've got the review. I just was reading it. I thought, this sounds great.
Oh my goodness. Like, actually, she died, alright? The woman is not alive anymore.
I don't think it's set out to say that she's alive. I just think
I know, but if she survived, this could have happened, or she could have just continued to screw billionaires' sons and party on yachts.
Listen to this. Imagine Diana hadn't died.
By the way,
she made it out of the Mercedes. So a few weeks later, she vanishes during an ocean swim and is presumed drowned. While the world mourns, a trusted advisor smuggles her into Brazil, where she undergoes facial reconstruction.
Oh, mentally.
She then settles in the US, where she lived in blissful obscurity ever since.
Didn't this happen in The Tourist?
Pretty much. And, yeah.
So I'm against facial reconstruction as a literary plot device. Like, I think it's...
Just oh, you'll love this. So this guy comes to town. And
I feel like we should go Phantom of the Opera stuff.
This guy comes to town. He realizes, you know, that she's done it because she can see. He can see her eyes, and it clicks. And then he goes,
really?
"How far will Lydia go to protect her hard-won serenity? We know she owns a pistol for purposes of self-defense. Will Chekhov's rule about firearms be obeyed? Will the gun revealed in the first act be fired in the third? I know that's what I'm wondering, but
good something's known.
Wow, I don't think Chekhov and that book deserve to be mentioned in the same
sentence. I don't even look at people's faces when I talk to them, so I find that I would never be able to recognise.
It's written by...
I don't trust people who don't look.
No, it's written by Monica Ali, so she sounds female/Indian, so,
How is spelling Ali?
Hi.
A-L-I.
Can I feel that?
Or perhaps she's related to Prince Ali and...
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah, a real
Ali
person. Ali Abfala. Yeah, and it says Ali has written a thoughtful book about the insanity of celebrity culture, which in itself
is
insane.
Can I just emphasize that that's fiction?
Do we think it's thoughtful or just lazy on her part for not coming up with anything?
Oh, I think. Well, I don't know. Like.
Ollie,
I really.
Admit, you just love a scandal. That's what
I do. When they taught, yes, they taught to us in history in year 9 the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Oh, Jesus.
Thus insinuating that there was a level of fact behind it. Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Mm.
I thought it was really exciting, and so perhaps that's why I'm drawn to the Diana book.
You say two different things. Something has to have truth in it. I'm just saying.
Obviously I don't believe the 9/11 conspiracy now, but in year 9, I found it a very fetching idea.
Oh, Da Vinci Code? That would be solved. I, like, changed my religion for a couple of years. I don't know what to, but...
Yeah.
I think it was just moles.
I'm back.
I found the Da Vinci Code quite controversial. I did like, I was actually, though, looking at The Last Supper, and I was like, this is a big leap. Like, oh, look, there's a V there. V is for vagina.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's like, if I painted... Like, okay, granted, my artistic abilities are probably not the same.
Have you read the Vinci Code?
Yes, I have.
Just because he painted it doesn't mean,
when he makes the link, it's like, and what is this we see? A hint of a bosom. It's like, he's drinking wine his whole life. He's probably got man boobs going off.
Yeah, slash teeth.
Oh, no, that's definitely a chick in the picture. That is not a man. Like, everyone around, it's like, hey... Jesus, let's compare penis sizes on the table. Ha ha ha.
She's like...
You can't pick that up from a painting.
Yeah, how can you pick up the sound of their voices? Their penis
just because art bores me, I imagine what they're all saying in it. Like,
I don't imagine they were talking about
penis. Is she pushing against Jesus or away from
him? She's far away.
Wouldn't that hint that... I don't even know. On a Da Vinci Code element, wouldn't, you know... Also, how would...
Training orders don't count.
How would Leonardo da Vinci know...
He was just informed.
I feel like he just knew everything. Yeah. He was there.
Da Vinci was there.
Once we get some Philosopher's Stone shit going. anyway, moving on from that book.
Okay, so yeah, that's my first favorite of the week, untold story. So it could be true. I think at the end she says, while reading this book, you genuinely feel she might be out there somewhere, living the unobserved life she never had.
What was this published in?
The Australian.
That. Oh my god.
From a freelance writer.
Oh,
so.
Well, you had my freelance writer experience this week, didn't you?
No,
so.
I didn't.
Oh, well, he was a complete cunt, so...
What'd you do?
I walked into a room and he goes, oh, I wrote a scathing review of a show you were in last year. Literally, first thing he says to me, I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. And he was like, yeah.
Was it on what show?
Advanced Training.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was like...
What did he write it for, like his own...
He wrote it for
he writes it for his
Time Out, I think. Because there was one really bad one. It was really bitchy and really like... I was like, oh, you're that person. And then somebody asked later what I did. And I was like, oh, I'm like a uni student, but I work for MMPD. So it's distributing like street press and whatever. And he's like, oh, that's ironic. Because that's where the scathing review of your show is published. I'm like, well... I didn't actually personally edit it, but,
I didn't write the play.
Really, I put numbers into a computer, but,
Good times. Good times. So what's your favourite thing of the week?
I'm going to have to say a Facebook group that I saw. And it was implying that Voldemort's back. And I think we have good reason to believe that it could happen.
What's the group?
It's like the floods in Queensland, the earthquake in New Zealand. Yeah, and what was the other one? Something about New Zealand.
Yeah.
And Voldemort's back. And I think we can just automatically assume that he's around.
The Dark Lord has risen. Damn.
Like, if that was not enough, I feel like my dark mark is going off of me too.
Oh, yeah. It's Simon my scar had a really strong...
You have no idea. I'm regretting getting it done as a trap stamp so much. My ass is on fire constantly now Voldemort's back.
Well, actually, my sister thinks that, everything she says, it's a sign that 2012 is coming to realization with all the natural disasters happening.
No, I would much rather think it was.
Every time Dana leaves Toowoomba, something horrible happens to Sydney. Like when she was in Sydney, floods round one, came down the other week, floods round two, she's coming down today. So.
Oh, she like the Atlantis chick. She leaves the city, shit goes down.
Did that happen in Atlantis? No, she wasn't. She was all white hair.
Something about
she
the white hair, blue eyes.
3,000 years old, I believe.
So, she
was
something
hot about
that. I don't remember that city. Oh, that movie. What am I talking about? And 3,000 years old and hot. Yeah, I get that. Lord of the Rings, Arwen.
Is she actually 3,000?
Yeah. And Galadriel's like 20,000.
Yeah,
how much
he's aged
that?
So well. I'm like, Hugo Weaving, you look amazing.
Oh,
yeah. And then he's Mr. Smith in another movie.
Do you want a coffee, yet?
No. So yeah, I think Voldemort's
like
half Voldemort. That's the highlight of my week.
You must masturbate a lot.
I personally prepared several favorites of the week.
Pussy.org.
Did you remember when I called you up about that Child Genius show? I told you about.
You told me. Yeah.
It's just, and apparently they're all hitting puberty next episode, which means their anger issues are going to spiral out of control.
So they all hit puberty at once. Like, is that a genius thing?
Well, I think the girl's already started having puberty. She called her mum a desperate person because her mum was trying to...
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's mean. Like,
it was a bit mean. They're all a bit...
I never called my mum desperate, but I'm not a child genius.
You needy
slut.
I once did it, and I got over 160.
Got over 160, really? You're smarter than the girl, the 13-year-old girl on the show.
Oh, jeez, I'm happy with myself.
It's okay, I still hate you. That's all you care about.
It's alright. I know I'm going to be more successful than you.
Really?
Your amateur acting career is already wrecked because you have some
person
who's hunting you down.
He's
going to stalk you
your
whole career.
I bet he's
the
kind of person who, like, hangs out.
Academy Award winner Miles
McGuire.
Oh, wait, there was a damning review back when he was 17 years old.
But it wasn't of me. Like, when we read it, it was, like, polite to us. Polite. I'll give him polite. Not, you're still not, like, good.
Mm.
But he was like, the old cast do a good job. Cute.
But because that's like, you know, the King's Speech, how that whole Nazi.
You be careful with that. That is a good movie.
I wasn't. I'm glad.
A worthy Nazi thing hindered it at all.
Not spreading shit, just saying.
A worthy winner, dare I say.
Oh, I think a lot worse could have won.
What, like 127 hours?
I really like that, actually. You should have won Best Directing. Maybe.
Wait, what else was that? It shouldn't have even been nominated for Best Directing.
What?
Best Screenplay, not Best Directing. It was just, I think the material was all there and they worked well with it.
Really? I thought the directing was good.
I think Inception should have been nominated for Best Directing.
Oh, no, you just Inception, love Leo too much.
Inception should have won.
That is such a
Inception
lie.
Should have won Best Directing or Best Scripting, I think. Inception should have won Best Directing or Best Original Script. King's Speech, Best Original Script.
It's not original, it's based on a play. Like, everything. Like, every time they talk about it in an article, they're like, when the play was brought to Jeffrey Rush's house. I'm like, then how is it original?
Then how is The Social Network
adapted
a book that has nothing to do with, like,
the
lines?
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
Look, I think Black Swan actually deserved more kudos.
Yeah, agreed.
But that's alright. And, like, I'm not just saying that because I'm deeply in love with Mel.
No, I want her having a
crawl on top of her naked. Like,
no, that's a subtle way of saying
the
book.
Sex with her. Not sure about
yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about the crawl.
I hate penetration.
just rub my neck.
With the King's Speech, I was reading, someone had started spreading shit like, oh, it glosses over this king's relationship with Hitler and like all that stuff, which the movie isn't really about, let's face it. They mention Hitler once and he jokes he has a good speaking style, which look, I found funny. I laughed. It was good.
Because he's got his
stuff. And then it turns into a scene where Colin Firth is orchestrating the Holocaust.
Either way, they did end up, you know, fighting each other in the war. I think everything else is somewhat peripheral. Like, I would try to avoid war as well. If
they once shook hands.
I also... I liked how the King's speech was like a shout-out to Harry Potter. Like, it was Harry Potter Unite. Like
the, I know!
Like
really? The, you got that?
No, I mean all the actors who do Harry Potter were in it. There was Dumbledore.
Yeah, Helena.
Helena was in there.
Beautiful woman.
Peter Pettigrew was Winston Churchill.
Gonna go back to Scream once more. Just for the love of it. You know when... the line... He's my Daniel Radcliffe to my J.K.
Rowling.
That movie just had everything.
I think our review really didn't give us justice. I think I should have been more sober... Less...
You're drunk?
Yeah, I was. I don't think you can tell.
you just admitted it. Well, it's listening.
There's no visual. It's just the spoken word you're hearing here. Nothing too contrary. No, I was...
And then maybe some smoking bullets.
I was very drunk when I did it. But that said, I don't think I gave it any less accolades than it deserved. If anything, I was more excited about it.
Scream 4, best picture nominee from 2011.
Please Sing do. It. If it gets, like, best... Is there just the best, like, other film award? Like, obviously, it's not, like, the perfect film, but sure, it's the best other film.
Best on-screen kiss. Best villain.
Best smooch.
Most desirable female. It's just MTV award categories.
Or, like, just best breakout of when Jill Robinson starts running into, like, walls.
Oh, so good.
She's so awful, though. She's dreadful. Like,
she's in Wild Child.
She's really bad.
She's very tough.
Do you mean bad at acting or just bad at life?
She's not attractive.
Mitch,
at all.
Because Mitch doesn't like a girl that is not afraid to knife someone.
Be really careful about what you're about to say.
If someone had the balls to like run into a wall holding a knife.
I would like to get with those balls.
That
is that
girl
what you're saying?
Has commitment.
See, there are two things that really turn me on. One is being royal, and two is Hermione Granger. She meets neither of those criteria, and I just find her really bland.
Natalie Portman's not.
No.
She's royal to me.
Queen.
Once you get an Academy Award, you're considered royal.
Look, there are some people with Academy Awards I wouldn't screw.
Okay, one thing I do disagree about Academy Awards. Remember in The Fighter?
Yep.
You remember the girl who won Best Sporting Actress?
Yeah, Alyssa Leo.
Didn't support that.
Nah.
And her speech just made her look tacky.
Yeah. And
I think it should. I would have.
The whole time. I'm like, you look like an owl or a turtle or something.
I would have given it to Helena, actually. I think she was...
I would have given it to almost... Like, I think she deserved to be nominated.
Was Amy... Was Amy...
Anyone else instead of
Was
her.
The girl who was in True Grit, was she supporting? Or
yeah, I would have said she
was... No, she wasn't nominated and supporting. She was not a supporting character.
Yeah, she was the lead character.
It was the lead in it. It's just they wanted to get her nominated.
I think, yeah.
And because they're like, oh, by virtue of the fact you're like 12, it's easy to get you nominated.
Well, who was the main? You're saying Jeff Bridges was the main.
Yeah. He had to be.
Nah.
He died, and she narrates the thing. Like.
If you saw the original, though, you'd...
She was in every fucking scene.
In the original True Grit, it was mainly set around that character.
Yeah, but this one wasn't original True
Grit. My only qualm with True Grit was the fact that I don't think his character developed really at all. And that was... Jeff Bridges...
I think he was great.
No, I thought he was great. I thought the character was really fun. But, like, if he was supposed to be the main character, I'd like to see a little more, like...
But I think that was the idea of his character. He was, like, old-timey set in his ways.
Yeah. But, like, you know,
I drink my whiskey.
You know when we watched The Seekers? Was it The Seekers with, in English class? The Seekers? That movie Was it Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
His character...
Hollywood.
Went through... There's this girl who played... It's, like, an old Western. She plays, like, a 13-year-old. Or 14. She's like 22 and banging.
She's in West Side Story as well. She's Miranda. She's got some.
And they've like tanned her up so she looks like faux Indian or something. Like,
they tanned her up in West Side Story to be Puerto Rican. I'm like, you're about as Puerto Rican as like a white.
I really like that though. We're talking the original one, right?
The West Side Story. Yeah. Is there a second? Is there a new one?
They've made so many.
Oh, I love
it. It was shit at QPAC last year, by the way.
Well, sorry if this isn't very strong.
That's fine. I've already had one today. Actually, all morning I just drank coffee and watched Royal Wedding coverage.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I actually watched behind the scenes of Sucker Punch, which I didn't bother to see.
Is that gonna be any good?
I think even if it's bad, apparently it's gonna be like entertaining.
Apparently, so. I read a review.
I want to see Thor 2 actually.
So
good.
I want to see what Kenneth does for
me. Kenneth does so much for me. Kenneth.
You feel Kenneth?
Yeah, I feel Kenneth. But, what's it? It's like, yeah, with the, Sucker Punch, apparently the first, like, 10 minutes are beautiful and then it just dissolves into shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, apparently it's just like, this could be, like, a beautiful silent film, 1960s. And oh, wait, Vanessa Ann Hudgens came on screen. Suddenly it's bad.
Yeah, she should be kicked. Like, pelvically.
Hopefully she does. It's a fighting movie, so I imagine she would get a lot of physical.
Emily Browning and Abby Cornish just putting on some steel cap boots and kicking out Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah. That'd be great.
So what's your favourite thing of the week, Mark?
Well, I was thinking about this, and other than myself,
how is it possible to say?
Well, probably the Royal Wedding movie. Like,
how? Ah, that was on my worst of the week.
That
was
really
projected.
Oh, worst in a bad way.
I was really drunk.
I did get quite drunk.
We drank a lot. Oh my god.
Gareth, have drinks with us sometime.
No, it was so funny. Like, okay, I'll give it a proper review. So Lifetime often...
Does it deserve a proper review?
Lifetime often makes these wretched movies that involve, like...
Sorry. Don't know what that was.
Yeah, it often involves, like, you know, wronged women getting back and, like, murdering their ex-husbands or whatever. But,
as it should be.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a branch out for them to do William and Kate. I think I commented at multiple points while we were actually watching it. Oh, didn't realise Kate was a nice American girl. But,
Oh, the accent's loose.
No, she's not, actually. She's apparently in real life British. So, I don't really know quite what they were doing.
What they were
doing. Dialect coaching.
Casting an American.
Yeah, but, yeah, also, not only casting an American, I didn't realise at the time until I looked it up later when I was reading reviews of it, it was all shot in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the, like, wooden panelling used to recreate
there was
St. Andrews in UCLA.
Apparently there was some really big inaccuracies, like, the Thames was in a city that the Thames is not in.
There
like,
were
like, oh,
cars,
look at the Thames.
Cars... driving on the wrong side of the road. Yeah. That's significant.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder Diana died. She was
on the wrong
side.
Yeah, she was on the wrong
fucking
side. Anyway, too soon, Miles. I feel like this is just really too soon.
I think when Miles like started monologuing, as Diana's ghost during the birth, that's it. And he's like, oh yeah, Diana's gonna burst out of the cake. And I was like, is she? And, like, yeah. And she's gotta say this. And then went into this big, you know, this big one.
It was like one line from Hamlet. It would have been funny. So then, okay.
Sorry.
We appreciate that William and Kate looked nothing like William and Kate in that movie.
Yeah.
They did it.
I think Kate could have been so much hotter.
Kate's
been
way hotter in real life. Charles? I don't know what the fuck that is.
I didn't even realize it was Charles. I thought it was like the uncle or the butler.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for half the movie.
Like,
and suddenly they're meeting
seedy uncle.
Yeah, William's seedy uncle or like his imaginary
I don't
friend.
Like the portrayal of Kate as some badass huntswoman.
Queen
should be a lot more, you know.
Really? I like that she couldn't...
I don't know, I like it.
There was a lot of... I think a lot of it was eye-fucking. Like, especially the hunting scene. She, like, shot it.
Do
you want to
do our
like,
favourite quotes from the movie?
Oh, sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
She's hot. She's hot. I just said that. It was worth repeating.
The scripting moves.
Oh, just brilliant.
When I think they were like,
we're just friends, William.
Can I kiss you
as a friend? Then, oh, golly. I'm the girl he hangs out with, not the girl he takes home. Fuck's sake.
I think when she was talking about some royal thing, it's like, maybe in your world,
but not in his. He's lucky to be dating me.
Kate,
you're marrying into, like, if you divorce him, you get £17 million, and that was in the 90s. You're lucky, okay? Oh, God.
I like, she's studious. And sexy.
You texted that to me yesterday and I just started laughing.
Two words I've never seen together, but the Kate and Will movie made it happen.
Speaking of William and Kate, my panned show, I was hanging out with one of my cast members from it yesterday.
Did it get panned?
Oh, by this one guy who I We actually got the best reviews that week per capita, like on average.
Per capita, per
on
household.
Average, throughout you know, everyone I checked, there was one bad one.
I found it. I did enjoy the.
Thank you. Girls. But yeah, we were hanging out. I mentioned William and Kate because obviously that's all there is to talk about in the world at the moment. I'm sure there's conflict in some Middle Eastern country, but
that was going to be my most.
And situation is firing up.
But on that note, yeah, I mentioned them, and then Megan was like, "What?" Because it turned out we realised our characters in the play were called William and Kate. So today we decided to get engaged last night.
I saw that.
We are getting married later today, and I'm still.
This is an esteem boost for you. This is a royal esteem boost for you that you're never gonna live down.
It's funny that we're not only William and Kate, but we're also bringing both of our respective partners to the party tonight. So we're already cheating
coming.
On each other.
Oh, it's James coming.
Yeah. So we're already cheating on each other in true royal fashion.
Because I saw the Facebook thing, I was like, that's awkward.
Yeah, they are.
Good.
Lol.
Good, but sorry, Jim.
Actually, speaking of the royal wedding, I heard this last night. Do you know that the,
how many more do I want to break up? Like,
is this the last time you broke up? It was on Facebook.
Maybe I should get...
Because you're going out with Ollie the next day.
I know. No, it's complicated. And that was
it was complicated.
All the people commenting like, "Oh, brownie face." I'm like, "Somebody go into a fake relationship for me ASAP."
Yeah, I remember that call.
So I went with my hand, and we had a great
time. Yeah,
you did, but
yeah.
But some of us can hook in all of us. Some of us can catch it. I am.
If it's a prosthetic hand.
Yeah, maybe you should get your prepare to get your home wrecking sledgehammer out. Too inappropriate.
I don't think they're
inappropriate. I think it's timely. Actually, I was going to say about the royal wedding. Do you know that the past?
Really?
No.
don't bring that.
Not that old thing.
That's so old news. Did you see the two conservative prime ministers were invited? The two last conservative prime ministers, but Tony Blair wasn't invited, or Gordon Brown. The reason is
I love Tony.
Yeah, I think. Possibly because I just saw the movie The Queen, and I like the actor. There, well, by extension,
is Michael Sheen going?
The guy who played.
Yeah.
Awkwardly.
Keira Knightley wasn't invited. Why did you get her in the Diana biopic now? That's just not happening.
It's not going to happen. But apparently the reason they weren't invited is because the two conservative prime ministers had this royal-related position. Like, they were sort of, I think, semi-knighted or something for their services to politics. And Tony Blair and Gordon Brown weren't. So they're not invited. Also, the ambassador to Libya? No, or is it some African country?
Is it Gaddafi?
All the same.
He's got a lot of things to do right now.
Just go to the Facebook event, cancel Gaddafi from him.
Gaddafi goes, maybe attending. Fuck off, Gaddafi. You're attending or not?
You're attending, yeah. Can everyone who might be attending the royal wedding click attending? Or, so I know numbers.
It'll be supplied, but BYO is going to get loose and time.
Oops.
Classic.
Good God, royal wedding. Yeah. Oh, did we tell you about high tea?
Hey.
High tea.
No, we didn't. We end that conversation right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you when we're off.
I'll tell you when we're off there, guys.
On that note.
Can I mention my other favourite thing of the week? Since this has been a love fest.
Since this is all about you.
Sure. Ollie and friends, I believe.
It's a segment.
Not a chance of hell.
Miles. Me, myself, and Miles, I believe. Chance to say. No,
Gareth, one man, one dream. That's my way
I think you're monologuing.
My dream, Gareth.
Even if I was the drunk one, the I'm so lonely monologue by Gareth, I think last time when I walked off,
are
really
you
strong.
I thought it was powerfully emotive.
From anyone, I quote, from anyone who's looking at the stars and dreams for better, I'm here.
Are there any romantic interests? And by that, I mean...
No.
Do you think Kate Middleton's hot?
Look, I went to the graveyard recently and I was digging up a few and frankly
found Diana.
Nothing took my fancy.
She's still got it.
Well, yeah, not enough.
Watch out, Toowong Cemetery, you're next.
Oh, wow.
Do we want to have a hottest royals countdown, by the way?
Not five.
I've got my top five. Countdown?
Look, I'll say my favourite thing later.
Can you not say Fergie in any of
them? Oh, no, she's
dead. Is Fergie royal?
Yeah.
Do we mean Fergie the singer? From
no,
the...
we don't.
Yeah, I didn't think we meant that.
The Duchess. Oh. The Duchess spelt wrong on the album.
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
the dyslexic. God.
Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York.
Can I count?
She reminds me of Michelle. Can I throw that out there?
I'm sorry if we just called Michelle dank.
Well, I didn't call her dank. You're the one who called her dank. I'm just saying she has flaming red hair, and I see that in Michelle.
And Michelle who?
Summary.
Well, oh. I was looking today.
We were talking about a royal person.
It's become, like, we were. It's become a pastime of mine at the moment to work out which royal I'm going to marry. And I did look at Faggy's daughters and consider it, but no, probably not. Like,
how's,
I'm still
Anne. How's Anne going to these daughters? Is she...
Anne who?
Anne Princess. Princess Royale. Her daughter's hot.
Who?
Zara Phillips.
Who's Anne?
Princess Anne.
She's the Queen's second child.
What? There's a...
My God.
There's somebody other than Charles?
No, isn't there just Charles Harry?
Harry's his son.
What?
There's Charles.
No, oh.
There's Andrew, and then there's Anne, and some other. I think there might be two
others. I don't know Charles had brothers and sisters.
They're not important, though.
He has quite a few. They're royals. They're known for breeding.
They just breed constantly.
Well, this is... Except embarrassing
the,
revelation.
Except for Bertie, who only had just the two.
None of them look related as well. Like, yeah. So awkward. Like, less related than Harry.
Yeah,
even.
Margaret's kids turn out. You know, like, as in going way back, King's Speech style. The other side of the... Like, okay, you got Elizabeth and then her sister.
Margaret, she's not kids.
Bitch. Imagine that would have been Nancy.
imagine
that would have been my niche, Margaret.
But no, okay, so... Top 5 hot royals.
Me, Master
Blight. When this afternoon?
Probably Diana.
Did you want
Diana's.
Some juice, Gab?
I'm very right.
Diana's my number
actually,
five.
You can tempt me with some juice.
Look, it's breakfast juice, so...
A little bit.
So it's a little...
Diana's my number 5.
Diana who? The one who died.
The one who's dead, the corpse.
No, the other
guy. I love corpses.
No, her ghost.
Gareth throws a ghost.
I love corpses.
Probably Kate. Kate would come number 4.
Kate Middle.
Should I get married to him now?
Waity Katie.
You know, I see you can probably get in there, I imagine. You've got
Kate?
Yeah.
Well,
you've
is
got,
she single? Like, I'm so confused.
I think you've got a
Kate. Is she going seeing anyone at the moment?
Do you think they're serious?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I
think,
what, like, if you took a flight now, you could get over there. I reckon you'd have a good, like, hour and a half to make that work.
To royal
have
work.
You met me,
it could be like, could be
okay,
like...
Okay, 20 minutes.
Just, I'll
get a light flight.
What's it called? It could be like, you know that Friends episode where Rachel goes over to England and breaks up Ross's wedding?
What? I don't think Kate's going to get to the altar and say, I take the mile.
Phil, if that did happen...
He is hoping.
But no, okay.
Everyone
so
listening out for it.
Yeah. If that happens, so help
number
me.
Number 3 is the one I'm getting married to, who I showed you yesterday. Grace
what?
Kelly's granddaughter.
So you're just gonna break up the Kate and... Will thing. You're not actually going to marry her. Just a quick fucking joke.
No, that's just a pastime.
Yeah, that's just a hobby.
That's just what I love to do.
it's like stamp collecting.
No,
what
am I? I'm getting married to. She's a journalist and an editor.
Oh,
wow. Like, and what's sexier about a woman who reads? And she's like...
Apparently everything
she's
I've
She's like...
Her sex is much sexier.
A professional equestrian as well, because she's
royal
and they
wow.
Because
they're
she's,
so easy
she's
to
Grace with. Kelly's
She has lips like a vacuum cleaner.
She does. And she's so hot.
Never
though.
Loses
I
suction.
And I was like...
She maintains the vacuum like suction on everything around her.
Then we gotta go, the Jordan chick, Queen of Jordan.
Yep, she
so
is.
Hot.
She is hot, I've met her.
Have you met her?
Yeah.
Are you cunting joking?
No, I'm not cunting joking.
She's the most beautiful woman.
She gave me
world.
She gave me a pro. She gave me a little thing. We had a little chat. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I was young then. It was really little, really short.
Was she that amazing?
She's wow. She's
okay, yeah.
Words can't even like Jordan fall into internal crisis so that she can be like brought to a Western nation for safety and then
she's
I
she's like
revolutionized
children's
education. Did you add her
facing? Well.
I assume she has facing.
I just
she's the most followed person on Twitter in the Arab world. Yeah.
I think I then met the second most.
Gaddafi is still having a fun time.
Yeah,
right
Gaddafi
now.
Is
I'm
being...
just looking at it like. Fuck.
Fuck, I've dropped a number 2.
I had so many Facebook friends and now...
She's so smart. She always does good stuff.
Yeah, she does do good stuff. She's also very talented with, like, everything. Like, music and arts and stuff. And I was going to be in a play, actually, that she saw, but I had to leave. She was going
to
come once,
but
I had
to
leave.
You do need to remember, though, that her job is basically to be talented. That's all she wants to do in her day.
Well, no, she doesn't mourn that though. And if I were royal, I'd do nothing. Like, I've already said that. I'd embezzle, I'd sleaze her out.
Oh my god, I love her. She's so sexy.
Yeah.
This is bringing back all my fantasy.
Charles' approach to leadership, I like that.
Number one.
Grace Kelly.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say Gertrude from Hamlet.
Yes.
Oedipus syndrome, here I come.
I'd like to fuck of my future wife, but Grace Kelly, she's. Just, oh, I love
my Desdemona. What? I'm. This may sound embarrassing, but who did Grace Kelly marry?
Prince of Monaco.
Monaco.
Yeah.
I was going to say Monte Carlo. What's his name? Is that a country?
Oh, right.
Isn't he the richest prince? Like, he has aircon for his horses?
That's a joke.
No, I think
Abu Dhabi is richest, like.
Yeah, they've got so much oil. It's ridiculous.
Because my cousin ended up being a swim coach to like the Prince of Abu Dhabi or some shit for a bit. And when he left, he gave her all this silk and perfume and salts and whatever. I'm like, I don't care, he's 8 years old. Fucking marry him, Beck. Like,
my mail order Colombian wife thing doesn't work out.
Okay.
We go for the next best thing, which is...
I'm going to marry an Arabian princess.
If she doesn't make it through...
And her father will be an oil.
Yeah, if your Colombian prostitute doesn't make it through border security because of cocaine in her anus, then sure.
Excuse me, she's a classy woman. I would respect it if
she has to make a living in Australia somehow. What's she going to do? What is she?
Make me sandwiches. That's what I assume that was her function. Cool.
Okay, well, can I move on to my other favourite thing of the week?
Oh, little... fine.
Then we can go into hater sing, so I know you'll have a lot.
Is it drugs?
No, actually. It's really, this is going to be really quick because I know you don't like things that are indie, per se, cultured synonym.
Such as Miles.
Miles versus Gareth. Beautiful.
I'd rather.
Well, at least Miles hasn't done the voice in touch.
He did.
There we go, the voice. Okay. I told you about them, and I said that I was going to mention it's cults, which are... This is a big call for me.
You like them. They're your favourite thing.
Yeah, you know, that Sanshu cult really spoke to me. Scientology or Catholic Church, was it controversial if I said that? But, no, cults. Cults is a band.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there we go. It's not as fun as I thought it was. But
yeah. Who sacrifice virgins. No. Kidding, no, they,
Led by Seth Cohen, is that
right? Yeah. They're by, they'll actually play a song of theirs. They're,
Oh, do it.
They're a girl group band that has, like, this girl group.
Wait, did you say female?
Yeah, they're all female. Females. You know, yeah, well, I think they're produced by a male, so.
Oh, good.
that makes a lot of sense.
As long as they have
a
Svengali star manager, I'll be
right. Yeah, and, so they're releasing, this is big because I've never actually heard their album. I've only heard one of their songs. They have never seen them perform. They're all girl, so...
Yeah, you said that.
The sexism in me is lashing out saying no. But,
My inner 1950s...
Sam, stop singing.
Are you kidding? My inner 2000s terrorist graduate.
But, yeah, no, they sound like... Do you know Best Coast?
No.
Well... They're good, and
you didn't get to see that. No, I should have drawn.
Yeah, they I'll give you. They all have really long hair, which they all just sort of wave around in circles the whole time they play.
Wow!
Eventually, lift original. Off in the final act and all fly away as helicopters.
Except
but
I like that.
Yeah, I'll play here. This is they've only ever actually released one song to the public. So,
oh, that's so indie.
Well, their album hasn't come out yet, and Triple J will be playing this shit really annoyingly a lot. So.
Yeah.
So
I'm calling. I'm so indie. I find them before Triple J.
Pretty much. Hear that, Triple J? Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, hey. No, I like you.
Really?
Don't.
I find Triple J annoying and pretentious, as opposed to us, who are really legitimate and non-winking at the audience. Like, did you hear Triple J Splendor and Splendor announcement? They're like one band at a time. Oh, we're really sarcastic. And oh, I dropped the sheet. Oh, and you're like, just fucking give me the line out now. Stop making me wait.
Why would you listen to that? Why don't you just wait like half an hour and look it up on the internet?
Because I like hearing it first.
Because he loves Kanye.
Because I love Kanye. Didn't know Kanye was going to be on. But look. Oh, Gold Digger's going to go off. Anyway, yeah, just I'll play a little of this. They're funky. You can surf this song because we all. Yeah, I think it sounds great. I really like it. So, when you hear Triple J annoyingly playing that one so much, Cults, their album's coming out next month. Everyone buy it. Super. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay, hated.
Ollie
Cray's taste in music. Come on, that was not too bad.
No, it's just
a bit boring.
Nothing.
I didn't feel anything.
Blah. Blah.
I kind of.
What?
When I hear a woman singing, I want to hear her say something to the effect of, come put a little love in my glove box.
Gregory Terra's formal song. Music concert was probably better than that.
Okay, well, you're gonna all Mars. I can see particularly you liking them soon, so you can come back and suck my dick when you. You heard it here. The ultimatum has been set. Hey, well,
and
guess
that
what?
Will
I
be
like.
On the podcast.
And now I'll
Everyone, so,
The worst thing about the Drunken Scream podcast recording was, I believe, Gareth saying, "Now I'm getting bored," and then me being like, "I haven't even swallowed yet, Gareth," making like. Bizarre game.
I am so glad I was far away in New South Wales when that happened.
Yeah, it was good. I think I'm loading it this up.
I thought Ollie and I held that together.
We
really
did.
Well.
It was Go, I believe. Go, since OMG. Yeah. / Mitch's excuse for not coming. I'm doing work at home. By work,
I'm really
lighting
close.
A candle for every
I'm
stolen
getting
girl.
Close that he hasn't come to a single one of these yet, and frankly...
I'm scrapping him from the team. Yeah. I don't even know why I mentioned Mitch anymore. Who is Mitch?
For those of you listening,
I love Mitch.
No,
his ID card. So I am perfectly happy to let him do whatever he wants.
Hey, Gareth, do you think I could pass as Sam Wilson?
Yes. Really? Okay, I think Josh Page is way easier.
Really?
I reckon you would get by with both.
I go with Sam Worthington because we both have short hair.
Only thing with Sam is he's a little more tan than you, but like, what are they? Just be like, I was on holidays. I was.
Just in my condo.
In Argentina, south of France.
I've always wanted to like I've always wanted to do one where like I can pretend like I've had an accident, like
I have full facial reconstruction.
Or like
after
like,
a trusted advisor smuggled me out of the country.
Yeah, pretty much. I think like one where they're like, oh, you have like blue eyes in this, or like brown eyes or something. I'm like, yeah, well, I was in a car and we hit a wall at. Going like over the
and
speed
just start
load.
Crying, right?
But, and so many tears flowed from my eyes that all the pigment was washed.
Really? I would just be like, yeah, I got contacts. That's a much more believable.
If I had in my past hypothetically used somebody else's ID who had different eyes to me, I was playing on.
What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I was just gonna wing it and be like, yeah, it was the Flash.
The Flash totally.
Don't
you know that brown plus flash equals blue?
Did you know? That's kind of true because in Lord of the Rings, Orlando Bloom's eye color keeps changing through the whole thing. Because
I think that's because he's an elf.
He's the only one with contacts in of the elves because he's meant to have blue eyes and his eyes are brown, so they keep on changing because of the
Maybe they just really lazy and they didn't put them in.
No, they were like, yeah, we can't fix it. Like most of the time, we have to change it in editing. So that's fun.
Well, that's
fun
like a
fact for you, Lord of the Rings buff.
Yeah, that's like you could say if you read Roald Dahl, the witches. Yeah, I'm a witch.
Oh,
my
I
eyes keep changing colors. I just killed a child because that's one of them.
I do that. Too.
Have you read
I
it?
I love that book so much.
No.
Roald Dahl, my childhood.
Yeah,
I remember when that movie came out. That was a freaky movie.
Well, we had to get permission slips to watch it at school.
Really?
Like I legit freaked out when I saw that.
I know. The witches, aka the bitches, in one more sense I can say it.
Just on a casual note, what was your least favourite thing? Because I'm trying to think of what mine was. And I swear to God, I bitched out a lot of stuff.
Mine was,
It was a Royal Wedding.
Royal Wedding.
The movie.
Well, it was going to be Will and Kate the movie. But since that's now changed to our favourite thing about it.
Miles' favourite
so
thing.
When I remembered how good it was,
it's just got a timeless quality. The further away from you it gets
the better
it is.
Yeah. It was, it actually was going to be the iPhone tracking. Anyone see that? Well, it was a really big news thing. Some security researchers found files on like iPhones and iPads that let Apple know where you are.
Yes, I heard about this because when I was stalking royals, it happened to
I used that device to find where Kate Middleton.
It happened to Andrew and Fergie's children.
Yeah,
apparently their daughters were part of the stalking via Apple.
Right? Yeah, and so Apple released this big thing and they said, well, no, it's just a file that shows that says where your closest Wi-Fi are. Like, and they could be,
I can kill you and wear your skin as a
cat. And keeping in mind, this is coming from a boy with an iPhone.
With an
recording
iPhone,
this conversation.
An Apple.
And an owl.
Yeah.
We moved outside for some fresh air, by the way.
Really? Are you stuffy?
Yes.
Really?
It's chilly. It's...
No, I'm...
Well, maybe if you took off your jacket.
No, I have one some
fun. yeah, I'll just... yeah.
Are we good with this? Can I?
Okay, we can move outside. Okay. I have to go pee, but also I'll continue saying this. Actually, when I recorded us watching the Kate and Will movie, so I'm going to edit some of that and put it up. But there's actually some where I just walk into the toilet with the phone and just pee, and you hear like this, and I'm singing, so it's like.
Can we not?
Oh, I'm going to edit that out.
No, just not do that because. Not that whole recording that we were drunk. Okay, we said some offensive things.
Did we?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Which recording? We did.
It was not the screen for. Oh, it's okay. Gosh. Yeah. Of the Kate. Oh, you want to smoke? That's why.
No, I don't.
Did you not? Did you?
Not I didn't get that. I thought
how
he actually.
Did not. He's an addict. He needs.
Okay. Wait. I'm going to pee. I'll put it over there.
So it's more important that.
Okay.
You just want a monologue, don't you?
What?
You just want a monologue like I did.
Yeah, I'm Gareth Jones.